Hey, 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 legend. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you from Barcelona today with episode 212 of the Network Marketing Ninja podcast. Hey, I've got a really exciting kind of journey and story that I want to share with you. And today I want to launch our brand new book, Loser to Legend. And I want to tell you about how that's happened. So if you haven't already done so, make sure you go to fraserbrooks.com/legend. That's fraserbrooks.com/legend, so that you can check out the copy, you can check out the book, and you can go get your copy of the book as soon as you can. We are, as I record this right now, we are currently in the pre-order phase, what that means is if you are someone who pre-orders the book, you will be sent the book as soon as we have printed them all off, but you'll also get an additional bonus and a small discount as well, as a thank you for being someone who's pre-ordering before they're actually being shipped out. Okay, so that's really exciting. If you're someone who orders it and we're not in the pre-order phase anymore because it's been a month or so after this, then your book will be shipped out within 7 days. So again, go to fraserbrooks.com/legend and I'll put the link in the description down below as well. Okay, so for those of you who don't know my story and those of you who do, I just want to kind of share it with you and how we've got to this book right now, because at the end of 2016, on the 4th of November 2016, I made a decision that I was going to go generic in the network marketing space. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the term generic, that simply means that I would coach and teach and speak for teams and companies in the entire profession, not just my own. And in order for me to do that effectively, I felt that I had to be not tied to any one company and not have any level of bias. And I felt that if I was still in the team, if I was still in the business and I was still kind of building the business, I would always have that. Maybe I wouldn't myself, but people would always think like, oh, he's biased because obviously that's his favorite, because that's his business, da, 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 da. So I resigned at the beginning of 2017 and made a decision that I was going to spend all of 2017 just helping people. Now, what I do today is a little bit different to what I was doing back then, but what was happening was I made a decision that I was going to go live every single week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. UK time, on my personal Facebook profile. Now, back then, 2017, I didn't have a YouTube channel, didn't have the podcast. I had an Instagram account, but I never used it. I didn't have a Facebook business page. I just had my Facebook profile. So for those of you who are listening in right now, who have maybe followed me because you've seen different ads or emails or podcasts or YouTubes and all these different Telegram channels and all this, I want you to understand and appreciate, I started building my brand just with my Facebook profile. Because for me, it was easy. All I'm going to do is I'm just going to post something every day. It could be a quote. It might be a story with a photo. It could be a lesson. It could be a tip. It could be a book recommendation. And then every Tuesday, 9 p.m. UK time, I will go live. And what I did is I spent almost all the time connecting with people, creating content, replying to every single message and comment that I got, regardless whether I was being paid to do it or not. And then I was coming up with ideas and brainstorming ways how I could serve those people on a different level. Okay? So I want you to, again, know that things can be very, very simple. For you, all you could be doing really is creating content, replying to all the comments that you get, replying to all the messages that you get, and then going out there and creating conversations with the right people. Now, who are the right people? You'll figure that out. You'll find that. The right people, the longer you do this, the more you build this game, more time you spend in this game building, the more you'll know who the right people are. And you won't really know who the right people are until they actually join or give you an answer. That's the kind of problem with the game, right? So anyway, so I started. I'd gone from making a multiple six-figure residual income to making absolutely nothing overnight through my own choice, right? Through my own choice. So, you know, zero, nothing coming in. Serving all these people, zero, nothing coming in. I'm speaking and I'm helping. People are asking questions, you know, at network marketing. I'm answering them. They're building their business. I'm not getting a single penny for it. They're growing. I'm putting more hours in than I've ever worked before. I'm doing 15 hours, 16 hours. Now I'm up to 18 hour days. And I remember hitting a wall. I remember hitting a wall because I was thinking, at some point, I'm not going to be able to sustain this. And I was at the time, I was creating content about network marketing. And in March, April, I was still doing it. May, I think it might have been May, I had done a live on the 12 reasons why to join network marketing. And I just basically thought it was going to be a really cool way for people to kind of use it as a prospecting tool. So I talked about, like, number one, you be your own boss. Number two, you can work from home. Number three, unlimited income earnings. Number four, like, so many different reasons. And then reason number 12 was leave a legacy. And at the time, I had a magazine of my, I was at my mum and dad's house at the time. And I had a magazine that my mum and dad were on the front cover of for their network marketing company they were building in the 90s. And it was a picture of my mum and my dad, and then me and my brother. And we were super young. I think maybe I was maybe six, And my brother was maybe four, right? And I kind of got a little bit emotional because I was so proud of my mum and dad, of what they achieved. And it really hit me at that moment, seeing my face on a magazine from a company that were talking about their success. So anyway, the following week or the week after, I did a video on the Facebook algorithm. Okay, I did a video on the Facebook algorithm, and I was just talking about, like, how it works and how you can get more visibility, because at the time, I was getting decent visibility. I was getting 100, 200, 300 likes on all my kind of Facebook posts, which was pretty unheard of back in 2017. It feels crazy to say that, but yeah, 2017, not many people were getting 100 plus comments or 100 plus likes consistently on their posts. Still today, there's not many people who do that. So I shared the story about how I know and the three top tips that I used. The video will still be on YouTube at some point anyway. But it got interesting because as soon as I did that video, I was overwhelmed with messages from, oh my God, Fraser, I've got a question about the algorithm. And, you know, Fraser, how do I find people on social media? And I had not really been talking about that. Obviously, I built my business around social media, but I'd not really talked about it because I just wanted to, like, I just thought, well, you know, not everyone's interested in social media, so, but everyone's interested in network marketing, who's involved in it. So, like, you know, I want to just talk about network marketing from a fun, exciting, young point of view. Anyway, that happened, and I made a decision. You know what? I'm going to do a bit of content. I'm going to do some content solely around social media, right? Facebook algorithm, how to go live, how to generate leads, how to have conversations, how to close people in the messenger, how to make money from the messenger, like how to use three-way messengers, like doing all these different content, and it blew up. It started to blow up. Now, May, June, we made a decision to launch something called the Ninja Networker, which was a VIP community. We were charging, I think, $30 a month at the time. We had nearly 3,000 people in the group. It was absolutely crazy. And it was just something that I did with my business partner who I had at that time, Vincenzo. And Vincenzo was the one who was like, right, Fraser, you've got your Facebook profile, your engagement's amazing, but we can't run ads to those people. And I was like, yeah, but mate, I don't really run ads. Like, it's not really my thing. I'm all organic. And I remember him kind of saying, like, yeah, he got me to watch this video. I can't remember what video it was, but I watched this video and something hit me that was really, really powerful. You can't scale free. Now, this is not me telling you, hey, you need to go now run ads. This is me saying to you that I was told that I needed to run ads to really scale my business that I could control. So I was like, all right, cool. Well, what do we need? He said, all right, well, you need to start creating content on your business page. So I was like, all right, I'll start creating content on the business page. So I set up a business page, zero followers, zero likes, zero nothing, and just started, you know, plugging away. Now we started running ads. We started running ads. So, hey, if you want to learn how to build social media, you need to join the VIP, you know, the Ninja Networker VIP group. So that's what happened. It started to grow. The number of likes I started to get, the number of followers I started to get on my business page started to grow. In 12 months, I think the business page had 120,000 followers. And then all of a sudden, Facebook shut it down. I was doing something that was in testing mode, that wasn't through Facebook. It was through a different software who was in partnership with Facebook, so they said. And my account got closed and I lost 120,000 followers overnight with all the data that I was able to retarget to. Because back then, you can still do it in a way, not so well. But what I could do is anyone who engaged in any piece of my content, I could run an ad and I could select only those people see it. So instead of, oh, who's this guy on my Facebook feed? People would go, oh, that's Fraser. What's he got to say? And the returns were incredible. So anyway, back end of 2000, maybe August 2017, something happened. And I remember thinking, how big do I want to go with this thing? Because for those of you who know the beginning story, me and Svetlana, when we started the generic route, I said, Svet, if we can just make 3,000 euros a month Okay, so like 4,000 euro. Well, actually, now it's 1-to-1 with the euro and the dollar, isn't it? So if we can make $3,000 a month, doing what I love doing, helping people, serving people, seeing them grow, then we'll have a great life. We won't have that much money, but we'll be comfortable and we'll be happy. Now, that would allow me to live the life that I wanted to, knowing that I have a lot of money saved up because I was successful in my network marketing business previously, and I wasn't stupid. I blew the first few checks, and then I was like, hang on a minute, nothing lasts forever, so I'm going to save and I'm going to invest. So I did well with that. Anyway, made a decision after the $3,000 was coming in that, hang on a minute, I'm not serving anyone to the level that I want to by playing this small. And I want you to really understand this, that your goal when it comes to income is probably going to be the limit of the vision that you set for the rest of the team. So if your vision or your income goal is to make 100 euros a month, then you cannot expect anyone in your team to want to or expect to earn more than that. Now, if you want to make 100 euros a month, $100 a month, then great, you can just sell a few products and you'll be all right. If you want to make $5,000 a month, then you're going to have people in your team. But you're then telling your team, listen, I want to get to $5,000 a month. That's my vision. Your vision is probably going to be half of that then, based on mine. So I made a decision. Now, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I'm going to become the biggest and the best there's ever been long term. And I came up with the long term mission of, I want to be the most valuable asset in network marketing history. I want to be the most valuable asset in network marketing history. And you know what? If it means that I'll be 80 when it happens, amazing. So how would that happen for me? And how would it happen for you? I've got to create more content that's available for the masses than anyone else. I've got to do books, audios, videos, written material. There's got to be more stuff that's created by me than anyone else. And I looked around, I thought, you know what? This is going to take me a while, but it's going to happen. It's inevitable because I'm hungry. I just don't stop. I'm consistent and I love what I do. So there was a big decision I had to make because I thought, right, I know that when you're building online, you can only get to a certain level, because when you don't meet people, you don't create that bond. And if you don't create that bond, there's going to be a limit to what people are going to share and promote. Like if I can ask someone to promote things because they only see me online, if I do like something else, that it's going to be very difficult for them to promote it. When I mean something else, I mean like something that's not online, like an event. So I made this decision. I said to Vincenzo, who was my business partner at the time, I said, you know what, mate, I'm going to go to, I think it was 6 different cities in the UK in 7 or 8 days. It was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then a Sunday and a Monday. It was 7 cities in 8 days. And he was like, bloody hell, that's going to be crazy. And, you know, what are you going to charge? I don't think I charged anything. I think it was free. I can't remember. For the guys who went there, they'll remember. But it was the end of 2017. It was October 2017. I remember going down to London. I had this little speaker that had a microphone wired into it and a little plug for an iPhone. We went down to London, 150 people turned up in London. I could not believe it. I thought, what? I've been giving value probably since February 2017. We're in October now, 8 months from starting with zero brand. And hang on a minute. There's 150 people in London. This is wild. So I did, I think, about a 2-hour training, got to meet people, high fives, hugs, how are you doing, get to know you, amazing. Packed up. Drove to, I think we might have gone to sleep. Yeah, went to sleep at the hotel, then got in the car the next morning and drove to Cardiff. Got to Cardiff, had a shower, went live on Facebook telling everyone where I was, and because it was Tuesday, did the event in Cardiff. I think there are about 70 people in Cardiff, maybe 80, it might have been 80 people in Cardiff, right? So I got a friend to host it. I came on and did a bit, I did my 2 hours, same 2 hours, and then that was it. Moved on to the, then went to bed in Cardiff. Woke up the next day, Wednesday, drove to Birmingham. Birmingham, did Birmingham. 110 people turned up in Birmingham. I couldn't believe it. This time I'm thinking, whoa, whoa, whoa. We've got in front of 300 people in 3 days. This is wild. Went to Birmingham. After Birmingham had finished, decided to get in the car and drive back home to Formby, which is about a 2-hour drive away. Woke up Thursday, had a bit of fun. Vincenzo was with me, showed him around like Liverpool and stuff. Then we went to Haydock. I think there was about 150 people in Haydock. I think it was the biggest one. 160 people in Haydock. Absolutely crazy. The Friday, Vincenzo flew home on the Friday. Saturday, I had off. And then Sunday, I went over to Leeds. Did an event in Leeds. There was about 60 people there. And then I went up to Glasgow in Scotland, and there was about 40 or 50 people in Glasgow. At that event, I made a decision that I was going to do the first ever Success Summit event. And I hope you guys are still with me here, because this story is kind of pretty much start to finish of the evolution of how this has all happened and how it can inspire you to be able to one day do the same thing. So I'm there, I've done the event, these kind of, it was six events in 7 days pretty much, or 8 days. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, man, we've just got in front of about 600 or 700 people. And like, from a standing scratch, just by going live on Facebook. And at this time, I would say the majority of my audience was UK-based, right? I had a bit of international business. And I made a decision, you know what? I'm going to open my calendar up. If anyone wants me to come and speak at their event about social media, I'll do it. And I remember basically making an announcement on one of my Facebook Lives, making a post about it, saying, hey guys, like if you would like me to speak to at your event, let me know. And I'll come along. I didn't mention prices, didn't mention any costs. And I got about 6 or 7 messages from people. 2 of them were in the UK and 5 of them were overseas. So they said, yeah, we would love you to come. Like, and I asked like, where is it? What company? How many people are coming? And you know, they ranged from, you know, I think 200 people to 500 people. And the different team, there were team events and there was one company. Sorry, they were all team events. And they said, how much? What are you going to charge? I said, you know what? I'm going to do it for free. For some reason, I must have felt super good that day. But I just made a decision. I'm just going to do these events for free. Like, I'm just going to prove to myself that I actually want to become a speaker. The vision and the goal was not to be a speaker. The vision and the goal was just to make $3,000 a month. And then everything changed with my vision. And I thought, well, in order for me to make a big impact, I'm going to have to be seen on stage. Because that's how I'm going to get in front of the masses. I'm going to have their attention. So I do these events, people are loving it. I'm doing another event, people are loving it. I'm doing another event, people are loving it. I am traveling all over the place. Like I am literally from in hundreds of flights internationally that I'm paying for. I didn't even ask for people to pay my travel expenses. I pay for the travel, I pay for my food, I pay for my accommodation, and I spoke for free. Gave all this value away for free. It was today still the biggest way that I've grown my following. Why? Because people became raving fans very quickly and the leaders became raving fans very quickly too. I can't believe you've just done that for free. I can't believe you just came here for free. Like, wow, 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 wow. I went above and beyond what was expected to be able to help other people, right? And there's a great quote, if you give more than you expect to gain, you will end up gaining more than you will ever expect, right? Which is kind of crazy and very, very true. So let's move on. I know this is getting a bit of a long story, but I promise you it's going to be worth it. So whilst I'm doing these events, I make a decision. You know what? I need to do my own event. So I contact one of my friends who's a family friend, and she kind of arranges venues. She finds a venue in Coventry. I said, how many can it hold? She said, about 500, 600 people. I went, oh my God, perfect. That'll stretch me. But I've just got in front of 500, 600 people on these road tours. If all of them come, that's 600 people. So, we sell the tickets for the event. It's going to be in March 2018. We sell out. I think we sold 500 tickets. I could not believe it. I thought we sold 500. 450 will probably turn up. The room is going to be buzzing. And we're just going to do this one day event. Day before, in the afternoon, it starts snowing in different parts of the world. The beast from the east hits the UK. The biggest snowstorm that's ever hit, ever, in our entire history. And I start getting messages. Fraser, I can't come. Can I have a refund? Fraser, I can't make it. Can I have a refund? Fraser, I think you should cancel the event because no one's going to be able to make it. Can I have a refund? Fraser, I can't believe you're going ahead with the event and not offering a refund. All these things. And guys, the ticket was ridiculous. The price of the ticket, I think, was £20 or £30. It was so, so, so cheap because I just wanted to prove the concept. Anyway, I went to bed panicking, thinking there's going to be 50 people turn up. And this is going to be the biggest flop going. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Who cares? Let's go. I woke up. I was in the room. I think the event started at 11 a.m., maybe 12. It was going to be like a 4 or 5 hour event, maybe like 11 a.m. And I remember putting my head out 5 minutes to 11 and I saw about 15 people. And I thought, oh no, this is going to be so bad. When people post it all over social media, it's going to be so embarrassing. When people think like, oh, Fraser's crushing it and he's in this massive momentum, like they're going to really be thinking, whoa, this, wow, that's bad. Anyway, we open the doors. 200 people come through the door. I don't know what it was. Maybe they were hiding around the corner. Maybe they all arrived late because of the weather. But there were 200 people in the room and the energy was incredible. Why? Because I made a decision. If there's two, I thought to myself, if 200 people have driven from all over the country and different parts of Europe, there's a few people who came internationally to be able to be in this room when the AV guys coming to me and saying, I've been setting up 14 events today. This is the only one that's gone ahead. Like, I thought, these 200 people have made it. Wow, I've got some fans. Wow, I've got some people who are committed. I've got to give it my all. So, about an hour before we finished, we'd had a break. And I made a decision in the break. Again, I made a decision which wasn't planned for. I made a decision in the break that I was going to do another event in November 2018. I was like, hey guys, we've got 200 people here. I'm really frustrated because of obviously the Beast from the East. We couldn't do anything about it. We're going to do an event. And it's going to be a two-day event. And it's going to be in November 2018. They all go crazy. We get 555 people at that event. Possibly still today, one of the highest energy events I've ever been to. Mainly because the room could probably hold about 540 people. And we had about 550 people in there. It was kind of crazy. And it was just a very, very, very incredible event. Success Summit 2. At that event, I decide, you know what? We're going to do an event. So we're going to do Success Summit 3 next year. Okay, so we're going to do November 2019, and we got 1,200 people in the room. People flew. I think we had 28 countries were represented at that event. Now, during this time, I was still going live. I was still doing my Facebook Lives on Tuesday night. I was traveling. Now, I started to charge $2,500 to speak at an event, plus my expenses. I felt like a flipping rock star. People, the $2,500 was hitting my bank. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I only wanted to make a little bit more than this every single month to be happy. And I'm being paid this for a half an hour, 30 minute, 60 minute keynote. What is life? I'm at the airport. I'm going to Norway. I'm going to Finland, I'm going to Denmark, I'm Sweden, I'm going to all over the UK, I'm going to different parts of the US, Australia starts getting booked in, I'm going to different parts, I'm going all over the world, it's crazy. 2018, 2019, I do 210 international flights, of which I think about 180 of them were paid flights. The other 30 were probably things that I had to do, you know, my own travel, my own vacations or holidays or whatever it might be. It was wild. And the prices of my fees started going up and up and up. I met up with Eric and Marina Warrior in Orlando. Marina said, how much are you charging? Because you've going to a lot of events. I told her and she kind of like looked at me, looked at Eric and was like, they both kind of shook their head at me and saying, you're worth way more than that. And they pretty much challenged me, also known as forced me, to improve my and to increase my prices. So I increased my prices. First time I told someone what the price was, I was cringing. I was like, oh, no, I can't believe I'm going to tell them this. Told them it. Yep, straight away. They said yes so fast. I was shocked. And the prices have increased and increased and increased so much that, and now you guys know that I'm the number one social media coach for network marketers. And I don't say that to be like, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm telling you this story to really help you understand what can happen in such a short space of time. Now, the beginning of 2018, I wrote the book, I Dare You. In fact, it was Christmas 2017. I wrote it. Sorry, no, that's wrong. Christmas 2018, I wrote it. I'd done this Success Summit event. Someone had asked me, hey, have you got a book? I said, no. I went to Mexico with Svetlana for Christmas, and we came back on New Year's Eve. And whilst I was away on that two-week holiday, I wrote I Dare You. On February the 7th, which was my granddad's birthday, 2019, we launched I Dare You, sold a shed load of copies since then. Then April or May 2020, we launched I Double Dare You. Huge success. Still today, I Double Dare You is most people's favorites. They haven't read A Loser to Legend yet, though. And then in October 2020, we launched the tracker, the 90-day game plan, the 90-day tracker, which people are in love with. Now we're today, 2022. I'm lying here on a sofa. My back is in agony. So I'm lying in this on this sofa. I'm in Barcelona. We're here for a month. We're in Europe for three and a half months. And with Svetlana, Mando's with us as well. I'm living the life of my dreams in Dubai. I didn't expect to move to Dubai. It wasn't on my vision board. It wasn't on my plans. Just some things happen like this. But over the last 2 years, I've been writing a book, and it's called Loser to Legend. I had the title straight away. And I've been writing this book on the journey of success in network marketing, all surrounding the three things that you really need to master in order to succeed in network marketing. And you guys, if you listen to the podcast, you'll already know what they are. It's mindset, skill set, and leadership development. But I just want you to really know. And again, if you want a copy of the book, you can go to FraserBrooks.com/legend, right? FraserBrooks.com/legend. But I just want you to know, I really just wanted to make $300 a month when I started in network marketing. Then when I went into the generic, I crushed those goals. When I went into the generic space, I just wanted to make $3,000 a month and serve an industry that I love. Freedom and fulfillment for me are the two, I would say, my two big core values or my two big focuses. I want to be completely free, and I want to help other people be completely free, because that's what gets me my fulfillment. And those two things just help me grow on another level. And it started just going to post a piece of content every day. Then I'm going to go live. Then I'm going to speak in front of rooms. Then I'm going to serve at a highest level for free to the masses. Then I'm going to start charging more. Then I'm going to see who's really committed and serious. And then I'm going to work with those guys with the inner circle, which is now, you know, nearly 3 years old, just over 3 years old now. And the results have been insane. Unbelievable. I'm so proud of those guys, right? So proud of those guys. And then obviously we do Success Summit. We launched the first book, the second book, now the third book, Success Summit 4 in person. So we've done three online as well. Success Summit 4, which is going to be in person, is going to be happening October 28th, 29th and 30th this year. Our first ever three-day event, which some people are like, oh, it's 3 days. Trust me, 3 days will completely change your life. But 2 days can't. No, 1 day, 2 days, nah. 3 days changes your life. 1 or 2 days gives you a bit of motivation. 3 days completely changes your life. And that's why it's 3 days. And I'm just so excited. Like, it's a bit weird because I'm sitting here, I'm talking this into a phone, and I feel like I've just been speaking about myself for the last 28 minutes, which is really unlike me. But again, for me, part of these reasons why I do the podcasts is so my kids, my future kids, my future grandkids can listen back to them and be like, whoa, I'm on episode 212. Did you hear on episode 212 when they started talking about, I didn't know that about Granddad Fraser. I didn't know that about Great Granddad Fraser. So my wish for you, my mission for you, my challenge for you is don't let your external beliefs be greater than your internal beliefs. What I mean by that is your external beliefs are probably beliefs that you think that other people are saying about you. Like, oh my God, why is she going live? Oh my God, why is she doing that network marketing thing? Oh my God, why is she running an event? Oh my God, why is she hosting an event? Like, oh my God, she's not good enough for that. You think, you keep so worried about that. Your internal beliefs, though, are, I'm great at this. I love this. I'm going to serve. I'm going to help. I'm going to provide. I'm going to be a valuable resource for people for years to come. Stop worrying about your external beliefs. Start worrying about your internal beliefs and follow them, because that's what matters. Aim for freedom and fulfillment, and it'll give you massive amount of focus and energy. All right, guys? Big, big love. I appreciate you massively. For those of you who have already ordered and pre-ordered, for those of you who have already pre-ordered Loser to Legend, I am so excited for you to get your copy. I'm looking at it right now. It's over on the desk on the other side of the room. This book will help more people than most books you've read in the network marketing space. Combine that with I Dare You and I Double Dare You. I mean, you've got the formula for success right there. All right, guys, big love. I appreciate you, and I'll see you next time.